Adventist World Radio, SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
And that's how we turn our attention now to our daily focus, which is about personal morality today. Pastor Odette is going to be taking us through personal morality and what exactly that's all about. It's 6 minutes after two. Welcome back. This is the third and final hour of the program with me, Nayelu Pondwana. And thank you very much for you tuning in to Adventist World Radio powered by SID Media. Pastor Odette, welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us once again.
Thank you so much. I'm here and I'm really ready to go.
Let's talk about personal morality. First and foremost, what exactly is this? What's personal morality?
When we talk about personal morality, we are talking about an individual's beliefs on whether one is right or wrong. So that's a personal belief on what is right or what is wrong, what is good or what is bad.
Okay. And so, so how do our personal beliefs and values impact our understanding of sin?
Now, when we talk about our personal beliefs and values, these are grounded in one's religious affiliations and maybe community where he dwells or where he dwells. So to me, in an impact on sin, I would say it has to do with the belief that one has. So if you believe in Christ, you know that sin, it's a concept that has been dealt with Christ.
Yeah.
And you can be able to overcome it if you have Christ in your heart.
All right. Okay. Is it possible to commit a sin against oneself?
I would say yes. The good book, the Bible, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 18 to 20, speaks about one committing sin against his body, especially on issues of sexual immorality.
Okay.
And also, generally, when we talk about committing sin against yourself, it's when you are in one against your moral. If you just go against moral.
Okay. Mfundis, that line is deteriorating. And I'm going to call you back again because we missed the bulk of what you were saying just now. So I'm going to call you just now. Hopefully it will be much clearer. Is that okay?
Oh, thank you. I think now it's clear.
Ah, yes. Go ahead. I think it's clear as well. Okay. Go ahead. And you were saying, I was asking, is it possible to commit sin against yourself?
Yes, and I was saying that the book, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 18 to 20,
right,
if you commit a sexual sin, you sin against your body.
Okay.
And in another thought, you also see when one's mind wander against the moral law, you've sinned against yourself. So yes, it is possible to commit sin against oneself.
Okay. So how does the concept of sin influence individual behavior and, well, decision-making?
Well, this is a very deep question, and it really needs us to understand the background when we talk about the influence of sin in one's life.
Okay.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 7, verse 18 to 20, I'm just going to paraphrase because of time.
Okay.
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells.
Mm.
For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find.
Okay.
Yes. So from the concept of sin, you see that one wills, but that harbors in a man, constrains him to do that which is good.
Mm.
But there is a solution. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, keep your heart.
Yeah.
With all due diligence.
Right.
Why? Because in the heart lies the spring,
the issues of life.
We need to be careful with we need to be careful with what we...
Oh, that line is dropping again. We need to be careful?
Yes, I can hear you. I think it's a network challenge.
Yeah, so you were saying we need to be careful of...
Be careful with things that feed mind with. When listening to movies, when watch movies, what is it that you're feeding yourself? Because this brings the result of who you are, and your behavior and your decisions is shaped by the things that you put in your mind.
Yeah. All right. You're right. You're right. I hear you. And so is personal morality strictly tied to religious or spiritual beliefs?
Strictly. Yes, I can certainly say strictly tied to spiritual beliefs. Why? Because, you know, religion, naturally, it provides moral guidance and sort of a motivation to a person's moral values.
Yeah.
So without it, there is no roadmap. But with spiritual guidance, there is a roadmap to know what is good and what is bad.
Right.
So it has to be affiliated to one's faith.
Right. So can someone be considered a morally good person but still commit sin?
This one is a very tricky one, but I would answer it through the religion that I'm in. Christianly speaking, I would say no, because if something is morally good to me, it's obedience to the law. So when you obey the law, you are morally good.
Okay.
So I cannot say being morally good, you can still commit sin.
Okay. Okay. I'd love to pursue that trade of thought and goodness, but we don't have the time. My final question, I'll let you go. What is the role of self-reflection and introspection in recognizing that addressing personal sin?
Yes. Now, the issue of it plays an integral part. Why the Bible in 2 Corinthians 13:5, it says, time to time, a man has to examine himself or herself to see whether he or she is still in faith.
Yeah.
So it's important because it is a measure to see whether you still are hanging in or hanging on the beliefs that you have or the faith that you stand with.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Ooh. Perhaps, Mfundisi, I'll invite you to talk to us about this issue of morality and ethics and all sin, perhaps for a longer period, for 2 hours on a Sabbath afternoon. But we'll have the conversation after the show. But thank you very much for coming through to talk to us, Mfundisi. Please pray for us before you go.
Thank you. Let us pray. Father, we are grateful for the lesson. How much we pray that you help us on issues of personal morality.
Yes.
We are listening from different religions and different backgrounds, but we pray to a God who we believe has made humanity. Help us to understand this issue and help us to live a life that pleases you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Walter Udete. We really appreciate your time, your ministry, and your wisdom. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow, Mfundisi.
Thank you. God bless.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.